Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The official coming of fall and many new looks and new adventures coming to the garden. Get tickets for your visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And don't forget the Spider Pavilion. It's opening up on October 1st, so just a full week away, but advance tickets are available to everyone now. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. There are so many new things coming to the garden for the fall season, beginning in the entry atrium. There are some new plantings in the garden beds along the admission building and some striking new begonia plants in some of the pots. These begonia plants not only bring some fall color into the area, but also give a depth to the shady spots in the garden. If you're anything like me, you like a chair and a table for lunch, and the picnic area in front of Dottie's fits the bill to a T. What I noticed when I had my picnic this week is that the window boxes at Dottie's are very charming little herb gardens. If you look closely, you can see there are two types of mint blooming, two types of basil blooming, some thyme, and some oregano growing around the sweet little zinnias that still have a few late summer blooms. If you're a container gardener, then these window boxes can give you a good idea of just how beautiful herb gardens can be, and if you already have one, then you know just how useful it is to have fresh herbs at your fingertips when you're in the kitchen. After a picnic at Dottie's, you're right in the right spot to wander the path that leaves the paved service road and past the greenhouse to see the sugar bush that is just now forming the buds that will overwinter on the plant and then bloom out in the early spring. This wonderful California native plant was used as a sweetener, hence the name, by early California natives, and it's one of the first plants to resprout after a fire. It can sprout from the crown of the plant if it's not burned out too badly, or from seeds in the soil that actually need the heat from the fire to trigger germination. The sugar bush is a very hardy small tree that can really set off the look of a rock garden planted under it. Then if you step towards the back of the garden area, you'll see the huge seed pods on the California buckeye tree. Already bare for the coming winter season, this plant is unique in that it's adapted its growing season more closely to match the Southern California rainy season. It will leaf out early in February when rain is more likely and go dormant in the summer when the weather is hot and dry. This is the only buckeye that's native to California. Taking a walk down into the cactus garden, and you can see a really interesting Gasteria excelsa, an allotype plant that has sword-like leaves with stunning markings and really beautiful tubular flowers that hang from a long flower spike. These flowers are loved by nectar-loving birds. These plants are native to South Africa's Eastern Cape province and can vary widely in leaf markings. Another really fabulous California native that can be seen setting its berries for the coming fall and winter season are the toyon bushes. These bushes grow throughout the garden, but the loveliest display of coming berries can be seen on the bushes that grow in the Bohannon Rose Garden. The berries on this plant will feed many of the garden's birds and critters throughout the winter season and then come back with a huge display of white flowers in the spring. It can be used as a foundational plant, a screening plant, or like these in the rose garden, a specimen plant. As you leave the rose garden, walk towards the left and inhale the heady scent of the wonderful sage beds that are going to seed along the far side. The earthy, herby smell is the mixture of the blue sage, the white sage, and the bee's bliss sage that is planted here. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.